here, sweetie. Hey, Daddy. Look what I bought her. Isn't her dress pretty? Meddy?
Hmm?
Can we have your attention, please? Isn't her new dress that I bought her pretty?
Yeah, it's lovely. It really suits
You're
her.
You're so pretty. Yes, you are.
Are you going out?
I'm going to go see your mom. Poor thing, she's really lonely. And she's got a lot on her mind. I thought I'd take this little munchkin there so she can cheer her grandma up a bit. What do you say, sweetie? What are you thinking about?
Well, just about everything.
Aunt Sue should be the person who you really should be thinking about. You're watching out for them, aren't you?
How come?
Didn't you see the condition they're in? She's a lonely woman with a teenage daughter. She won't be able to work for much longer at her age.
I really do want to help them, but I don't know how to. I'm worried that she might get offended. You saw how much pride she's got in herself.
You'll find a way. You know where they are now, so you shouldn't just sit around and wait. Try to at least ease their burden a bit.
That's enough, sir. It's enough. Just want half a kilo. I asked for half a kilo, not 3 kilos.
Wait, wait.
Okay.
Don't just take the good ones.
And these. And some eggplants. And a bit of that. How much are the cucumbers?
500.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, Aunt Sue.
Hi there, Meddy.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How about yourself? Harastu, and how's she?
Oh, she's fine. And
she says hello. I called to ask whether I could come and see you just for a few minutes.
Did something happen?
No, it's nothing. I just wanted to come and visit you.
Come by in about 2 hours, dear. I've got to go somewhere at the moment.
Won't Layla be home in 2 hours' time? The thing is,
I wanted to talk to you about something, and I don't really
want to discuss it in front of Layla, you see.
Is something the matter?
No, it's nothing. Don't worry. I just wanted to ask your opinion about something.
Layla's got after-school classes today. She'll be home late.
All right. Then I'll drop by in 2 hours, then. Okay.
No worries, darling.
Thank you. See you soon, then.
See you. Hello.
Hello.
How
there.
Are you, Mom?
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Give that little angel to me. Come to Grandma. Hello there, sweetie. Hello.
She's wearing new clothes for her grandma today.
Oh, she looks adorable. Granny loves you. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Oh, what an angel. Have you had lunch?
Yes, I have, actually.
You know, when you don't have grandchildren, you don't realize how precious they can be. But when they come, you can't stop missing them. Yes, you can't.
I'll bring her here every day so you can see her. Are you alone?
No. Manoush is home. She's in her room.
She's home early today.
I don't know why. Ever since she got home, she keeps saying she's not in the mood for anything. She's locked herself in her room. Could you please go and ask her what the problem is?
Sure.
Hey, listen, tell me something. Anything strange happened that day?
No. Nothing special happened at the art exhibition.
Please tell me if there's anything going on. Better if I know.
Don't worry. It was just an art exhibition with plenty of people there.
I reckon it's better for her if she doesn't go to work anymore. I swear, I'm right. People like her are better off staying at home. Hello, sweetie.
I'll go check on her.
Yes, thank you. Go and ask her if anyone said anything to her. Ask her what happened.
I will.
See what's wrong with
her. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. How's my little munchkin? How's my little princess? Come to Granny. Oh, she's thirsty. Our little princess is thirsty.
Mom, I already told you I'm not in the mood.
You don't even want to see me?
Hello.
Hello there. Why aren't you in the mood?
No reason, I'm just not.
Is that why you came home early?
No, I'm not going to work anymore.
Why not?
Because they don't deserve me.
Who? Mr. Ruhi?
No, not him. Although I'm starting to think I don't know him that well. I counted on him for nothing.
What do you mean?
It's been 2 hours since I walked out of that office, crying my eyes out, and he still hasn't called to find out how I am. If he really was a decent guy, he wouldn't have employed all those jealous people in his company.
Don't talk like that behind people's backs. It's not nice.
I've already said all those things to them.
To Mr. Ruhi?
No, I'm talking about Mr. Harry.
What does she do there?
She used to be in charge of everything. But ever since I started working there, she's turned into a useless employee. That's why she's turned against me, and now she's talking garbage.
Did she say bad things about you to Mr. Ruhi?
No, nothing to him, but she said some things to his daughter.
Well, what did she tell her?
Nothing, forget it.
Don't worry. You're doing the right thing by not going there.
Did you bring Tuba with you?
She's with your mom. Let's go. Who is it?
It's Mr. Ruhi.
Ignore him. Don't answer it.
But it's not his fault. I must answer. Just a minute. Hello, Mr. Ruhi.
Hello, Miss Faramund. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
I really got worried when you left the office like that.
I'm sorry, but I didn't want to upset you. But if I'd stayed, I would have made you even more upset.
But I still don't know what actually happened. I just know that Yasaman
did something to upset you. But I don't know the reason.
I've been calling her ever since you left, but her phone has no signal.
Please, don't worry about it. It's not important.
It is important. It's very important.
My daughter, Yasaman, is a very kind girl. Why should she behave like that all of a sudden? Why should she upset you?
Forget about it, sir.
Please, I need to know
what happened. It's important.
She didn't do anything special. She just started looking at me in a harsh way and just acting strange around me and talking to me as though I'm her slave or something.
No, don't even think like that. There's no way I'll accept that. That's way out of proportion. You mustn't think
that way. It's really important that we get this in perspective.
Yes, that's right. She actually became like that after she came out of Mrs. Tahiri's room.
But Mrs. Tahiri told me she hadn't told Yasaman anything.
Mr. Ruhi, you know that I love Yasaman, and I'm not angry with her at all. But I'm sure that Mrs. Tahiri told her some things today that made her act that way.
But why would Mrs. Tahiri do something like that?
Because she believes I'm going to take her place in the company. It makes her jealous when she sees how you care about me. I mean how you care about my work, that is.
Don't worry about a thing.
I can assure you I'll deal harshly with Mrs.
Tahiri if I find out she was behind all of this.
No, there's no need for that, Mr. Ruhi, because I won't be coming back there anymore.
Don't even talk about it. There is no way I will accept that.
I'll only be disturbing your peace if I continue working for you. I really think the best solution is for me to resign.
Quite the contrary. I've had nothing but peace of mind ever since you came here.
That's very kind of you, but I...
No buts. I'm expecting to see you at your desk tomorrow morning.
But, Mr. Ruhi, my family and I are going to a proposal ceremony for my younger brother tomorrow night, and I'll need to organise some things for it during the day, so I won't be able to come tomorrow, if that's okay.
Are you being quite honest with me, Miss Faramund? So your absence won't have anything to do with what happened yesterday?
No, of course not. I was actually going to ask you for leave today, before the incident occurred.
All right, I'll see you on Saturday then. Please congratulate your brother on my behalf.
All right, I will.
I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
So what did this Tahiri lady say behind Manusha's back?
I don't know.
What if there are rumours going around about Manush and Mr. Ruhi?
There's no need for you to worry so much. Manush told me she won't be going back to work anymore.
Look at you. She looks so pretty. She looks like a real princess, doesn't she, Mum?
Don't jinx my baby now.
Oh, come here.
I love you so much.
Oh,
I love
hello.
You so much. I'm going to burn some wild rue for her.
Oh, what is it? What's wrong? Oh, my goodness. Hey, Paris, too, has she lost weight? Why are you upset again? What's wrong now?
Why did Yasaman treat you like a slave?
Because she's crazy. She thinks that just because her dad's rich, she has the right to treat everyone as her slave.
But you were just telling her dad that you really love Yasaman, and you're not upset with her at all.
Well, what was I supposed to say? She's his daughter.
Listen, Manush, I told you this before. I am not a kid. You must have behaved in some sort of manner towards her father that made her become all sensitive now.
Shh, not so loud.
Why should I talk quietly? Your mom will eventually find out.
Everything? Paris, too, if you're going to believe this nonsense, then may God help the others.
May God help you, Manush. I don't know why you've changed all of a sudden.
I haven't changed. You all just don't want to accept the fact that I've grown up and I know what I'm doing.
You mean you really know what you are doing?
Yes, I do. Because I am wise and I'll live my life the way I believe is right. You can go and tell Mum whatever you want now. Because I don't care what you all think about me anymore.
Here I am. I've come back. Here's some wild rue for my little angel. Here it is. Where did Manush go?
She went to her room.
Why are you so upset?
No, I'm not upset.
Did you find something out about Manush?
No, Mom. Try not to worry so much. I told you, she doesn't want to go to work anymore.
Well, thank heavens for that. That's great.
I should go.
Where to? I'll call Mehdi and tell him to come here for dinner.
We're invited to my mom's house. We'll drop by another time.
Oh, dear. You barely even stayed here.
I came here so her grandmother could see her little angel.
Oh, darling. Oh, well, thank you for bringing her. Let me
Excuse
put this back
me.
In the kitchen.
Let me see you, sweetie. Come to Mommy. Come to Mommy. Come on, honey.
Hello, Aunt Sue.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Here
what
you go.
Are those, Mehdi? Why did you go to so much trouble?
Oh, it's no trouble at all. It's nothing. Can I come in?
Of course.
Excuse
Aren't
me.
You going to bring your motorbike
no,
inside?
No, I put a lock on it. There's no need to bring it in.
Come in.
All right. After you. Come in.
Yes,
Everything's
fine.
All right here? Oh, lovely. Thank you very much, Aunt Sue. You shouldn't have.
You're welcome. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Thank you very much.
Here you
much.
Go.
Thank you.
How's little Tuba?
Yes. No, she's very well, thank you. I've got some news for you. We've taken Uncle Hamid out of where he was.
You took him home?
No, we've taken him to the workshop for the time being. He can stay there for a few days, then we're taking him to rehab.
What, has he agreed to quit then?
I think he's finally fed up with the situation that he's in. Aren't you happy about that?
What can I say, Mehdi? I have absolutely no hope of him quitting. You shouldn't get your hopes up either.
We're all depending on God at this moment. If he helps us, Uncle Hamid will be able to quit.
Hopefully.
Here you go. Here you go, Aunt Sue.
What are those?
Well, that's really why I wanted to come at a time when Layla wouldn't actually be at home. This is the bank card that you had given me. It's Uncle Hamid's card, and I opened a bank account up for you today. So what I'll be doing is I'll be depositing a bit of money into it each month from now on, so you won't be strapped for cash. I gave the bank your number as well, so that each time I deposit any money for you, you'll be notified by a text message.
I don't want it, Middy.
Why not, Aunt Sue?
Because I don't like receiving help this way from anyone.
Aunt Sue, you're a part of my family now. Now that I have the opportunity to, I really want you to allow me to make up my past mistakes in this way, please.
Thankfully, up until now, Layla and I haven't needed financial help from anyone, and I'm sure God will continue to help us from here on out.
Oh yes, of course he will, but God might be using me as a way of helping you. You don't know that.
I don't want to lie to you, Mehdi. Even if I take this card, I won't spend anything from it.
But why? Do you think the money I earn is like Uncle Hamid's money?
Of course not. Don't say that. I'm certain that this money is clean money. But I would prefer to stand on my own 2 feet.
All right, that's fine, Aunt Sue. But please, please just keep these for a rainy day, won't you? I'll have peace of mind that way.
Excuse me.
Sure.
How come you're home today early, darling?
We didn't have any after-school classes today. Hey, Mum. Is Dad home?
No, sweetheart.
Who is it then?
It's your cousin, Mehdi. Come inside. Hey, Mehdi. Layla's home.
How's it going, Layla?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Go and put your backpack inside, sweetheart, so Mehdi doesn't have to keep standing here. Hey, Mehdi, please sit down while I go and bring you some fruit to eat.
Aunt Sue, take these. Take them, Aunt Sue. Just take them, please. Thank you. You seem to be studying pretty hard. I bet you're planning on becoming a doctor or something. Is that right?
Hopefully, if I get in.
Hopefully. You'll become the second doctor in our family. Dr. Layla Faramund. You look a lot like Uncle Hamid, you know.
My mum tells me you're looking for him.
I found him.
Is he okay?
He will be fine.
Will you take me to him?
Not really, until he's better. The thing is, I promised your mom that I wouldn't preoccupy your mind with it.
All I ever think about is my father. I won't have peace of mind until I see him. I'm begging you. There's no need for mom to find out. I have to see my dad.
Layla, did I tell you that God recently blessed Mehdi with a daughter? Her name is Tuba.
Congratulations.
Hamid! 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 Oh, Hamid! 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 Hamid!
Hamid! Nimat, can you hear me, Nematola? For the love of God.
What happened?
Oh.
Grandma, what happened? Granddad!
He just started Granddad, yelling out all of a sudden, and now he won't answer me.
Granddad? Granddad? What's wrong?
Oh.
What happened, Grandma? Grandma?
I really thought he was asleep. but he was awake.
Granddad, answer me.
Never
Are you all right?
Told her.
Granddad?
Never told her.
Granddad?
Dad?
Granddad, please.
Dad?
At home.
Don't crowd around, Dad. Can you hear me, Dad? Dad? Can you hear me?
Never told her.
Bring me my bag from my room.
He won't answer us.
Should I go call an ambulance? Yes, go. Dad? Dad? Can you hear me?
What's
Dad?
Wrong
Mum,
with
can
him,
you
Mama?
Please calm down? Try to stay calm. Please get out of the room. Go on, Mum. Dad? Dad, please open those lovely eyes of yours. Please, Dad, can you open your eyes for me?
Aunt Homer.
Dad?
Here you go.
Mum, please, can you calm down? Please, could you take my mother outside for me?
Grandma, try to calm down,
Mom,
please.
Mum, go wait outside, please.
I want to stay next to him.
Grandma, please,
Don't
calm
worry,
down.
Don't worry, Grandma. I've called for an ambulance. They'll be here soon.
Please go
Let's
outside.
Go.
Let Aunt Homer check him properly.
Why isn't he
Get
answering?
Up, Grandma. Get up. Come on.
Come, get up.
Come on.
Why
the ambulance will be here soon.
Answering?
That's it. Granddad?
Dad? Dad? Dad, can you hear me? Mehdi, can you bring me a glass of water, please?
Yes, of course.
Dad?
Aunt Homer, here you go. Here's some water. Isn't he responding?
Mehdi, pinch Dad for me.
Why do I have to pinch him?
Just do as I say.
Okay.
Pinch harder. That's enough. Pass me my bag.
Sure. Here you go.
Tell the ambulance they don't need to come.
How come?
Dad's fine. He hasn't got any physical problems.
Well, let the ambulance come. It won't hurt to have them examine him as well.
If they come, they'll just want to examine him all over again. They'll disturb him.
Okay, sure. What happened?
He's fine, Mum.
Did he talk to you?
No.
Why? Why can't he hear us if he's feeling well, Aunt Homer?
He can hear us. And he is conscious, but he's...
But what?
He doesn't want to speak with us. Because... The truth is, he's upset.
Because of us?
No, darling. Because of life. Because of the situation he's in. Because of his son's absence.
He misses Hamid more and more every day. I see it. I can sense it.
Medically, his condition is called hysteria. There are no abnormal physical signs present. His pulse, blood pressure, and breathing were all normal. He just doesn't want to speak with anyone.
Has this happened to him before?
Not to this extent. It's a sign that his depression is getting worse. What's wrong, Mom?
I want to be with him.
I just sedated him. Let him sleep. Let him sleep. Let him get some rest.
I won't upset him. I just want to be with him.
Then promise me you won't cry. And don't talk to him either.
Come on, Grandma. Come on. Come on.
You can go to sleep now.
Aunt Alma. I need to talk to you properly.
About what?
Can we go out to the yard?
All right.
Paris, too. Could you please stay with Grandma for a moment? I don't want her to come out.
How long ago did you find him? Has it been a long time?
No, Aunt Homer. I swear to God, it's only been a couple of days.
Does he use injections?
No. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know how you're supposed to know whether or not they use injections.
And did you see any bruising on his arms?
I don't remember, Aunt Homer. I didn't pay attention to his arms. Aunt Homer, please don't cry. Aunt Homer, this is why I didn't want to tell you, but I got scared when you said those things about Granddad. I wanted to ask you whether you could help Uncle Hamid so that he can start rehab and come back home as soon as possible for Granddad's sake. Aunt Homer, please don't cry. Is Granddad all right?
Yes.
You should have stayed up there. I don't want Grandma to come down and see Aunt Homer like this.
Did you tell her?
Yes. She's not feeling well. You can hear her.
Well, you can't blame her. It's very hard for a sister. Don't go there, Mehdi.
Let's go. Help calm her down.
Crying is the only thing that will calm her down. Leave her alone.
Okay. So where are they now? Okay, get in.
How hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep
Nikolai. I'm sorry.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, sweetie.
You promised me you'd come home early tonight. You didn't keep your promise.
You need to go on.
Go change your clothes and come and have some dinner now already.
I kept calling you today, but your phone didn't have a signal. Where were you, darling?
Right here. This pot of gourmet sabzi stew is my witness. Even if we get like 80 mobile phone operators in this country, things will always be the same. So, Dad, why did you call me?
Will you tell me why you treated Miss Faramund like that today, honey?
How did I treat her?
You tell me, please.
I was only in the office for less than 10 minutes today. I didn't even speak with Miss Faramund. Oh, hang on. I just told her to dial your number for me, that's all.
Well, in what tone did you say that to her?
Why are you asking me these questions, Dad? What did she say to you?
She told me you spoke to her like a slave.
I reckon you spoil your employees a lot.
Or maybe I've been spoiling my daughter a lot.
If I was spoiled, I wouldn't be able to tolerate my parents being separated for 3 years like this. You see these two plates there, Dad? I've put them there for Benjamin and Mom. It's to let you know that their absence is killing me, in the same way that my dad's absence was killing me when I was with them. I'm not spoiled at all, Dad. In fact, I'm quite tough for putting up with all of this, honestly.
Listen, Yasaman, you're a kind-hearted girl. I didn't expect you to be disrespectful to someone like Miss Faramund, who's working for me. She's working very hard to make a living for herself and to help her family out. You should be nice to her.
Each person receives the respect that they deserve.
What do you mean? Are you saying she did something to deserve the way you treated her?
Miss Faramund is just a secretary in our company. That's it. Why should you have to get so worked up about her anyway? Why are you so upset like this?
But I care about you, of course. I'm just upset because apparently I haven't been able to teach you that people shouldn't be respected or disrespected because of their job, money or social status, darling.
Let's stop talking about this, Dad. We were supposed to have an unforgettable evening together. Let's go and have some dinner already. Come on.
All right, fine. But you have to promise me you'll come to the office tomorrow and apologize to Miss Faramund, okay?
Stupid, sneaky girl's telling my dad garbage about me. She's the one who should be apologizing to me.
I don't know why you're treating that poor girl like this all of a sudden.
She's not a poor girl. She's a homewrecker. She's got no right to raise her expectations like that. She's got no right to invade other people's territories, Dad. She's making plans for you. Why don't you get it? She's acting all innocent. Just so that she can get to her dirty goals. Don't you see?
What goals are those? What are you trying to say, Yasaman?
I just want to say that you don't realize what's going on around you. Miss Faramund's got plans for you.
Yasaman, she's your age. I'm her father's age. Why are you having these strange thoughts all of a sudden?
What's strange is that girl's cheap and trashy behavior. What's strange is your careless behavior. You keep letting her get closer and closer to you.
Who told you this nonsense? Was it Mrs. Tahiri?
Miss Tahiri? Mr. Fakhar? Mr. Rosmay? Everyone at work can see what's going on between you and Miss Faramand. But you just don't want to accept it, do you?
You know that that's just a stupid rumour, Yasaman. Why are you falling for that?
Was it a rumour that she went to a restaurant and an art gallery with you? Or how about the way she brings you breakfast every morning? Or how you've given her a private chauffeur? Which one exactly is a rumour, Dad?
None of these things point to your interpretation.
I'm not after interpretations, Dad. I just want my family to feel secure, so it doesn't get any worse than this. I want my mom to keep her place in my dad's heart. I don't want a desperate beggar to replace her. Don't you understand? Dad, can you see how that dinner table set for four? I arranged that way tonight just so I could remind you that we used to be a family. Dad, I really want us to still be a family, please. That's all.
Listen to me, honey. I still think you're making a mistake, trust me. I promise you that there are no bad intentions at all in my relationship with Miss Faramand.
Okay, we have a deal. We'll fire her tomorrow, just so I know I'm making a mistake.
Do you realize what you're asking, Yasaman? You want me to prevent someone from earning an income because of some childish rumors that are going round the office? Is that right? Is that what you want?
We'll give her a year's worth. No, 2 years' worth of a salary and tell her to leave. You won't have to worry about her that way. You mean she can't find another job in the next 2 years?
Well, what reason should I give her for firing her then?
I'm begging you, Dad. Do it for me. Do it for our family.
That's enough, Yasaman. What you're asking me to do is unethical. There is no way that I'll accept it.
You're not worried about Miss Furman's job. You're just worried about...
دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنینیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست
این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال خفات و ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.